Respect all, fear none, part 6. We use 100 pound weights, because if you only use 50s, you get a very crowded bar. Hilda had 4 on each side, so she was pushing 800 pounds steadily up and down. And then I realized. She had meant kilograms. I did a quick calculation in my head, double it and add 10%, and the 450 came to, oh my giddy aunt. 990. I told Nora, she's topping out at 990 pounds. Not even you can do that. 820 is my current best clean and jerk, she said, she's pushing 1,000. 1,000 pounds, of course, is the hope and prayer of every St. Hilda's nun. It's a nice round number, 5 discs on each side of the bar. Nora eyed her enviously. I wonder what they use instead of septodecahurbis, she mused, and whether I can try it. Ask her, I grumped. Nora grabbed my rosary after calm line. We need to talk, she said, and showed me a small bottle. What is it? I asked, curiously. She calls it Siebzenkraut, Nora said. I sniffed it cautiously. It didn't smell like septodecahurbis. I'm going to try it, Nora announced. Nora. You shouldn't. You don't know how it will react with you. Nora shook her head and said, 990 pounds. I'm so there. A week went by. Pray and lift, pray and lift. We were happy, the kids were happy and the dogs were ecstatic. It doesn't take much to make a dog happy. Nora was dosing on Siebzenkraut, and I was measuring her biceps every day. By the end of the week, she'd put on 0.5 inch to 26.5, and her bench press had gone from 670 to 710. It looked like Siebzenkraut was the real McCoy. I talked to Hilda. Can we get more of your Siebzenkraut? I asked bluntly. Ab natürlich, she smiled. I will der Mutterhaus schreiben. Well, that was easy. I thought I'd have to twist her arm a bit to get her agreement, and I was pretty sure that her arm was much too big for me to twist. And while we were waiting for the package from Germany to arrive, Hilda shared her own supplies with it.